I ain't gonna go with anything I'm saying now, but that's all right. I want to read Matthew chapter number 25, very familiar portion of scripture. Amen. Concerning the coming of the Lord, concerning his coming. He is coming.
Yes,
coming of the Lord is coming.
Amen.
Amen. He's soon to return. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. Right. Don't you stretch a hand this way. Ask the Lord to touch us tonight. God, I'm depending on you. God, I need your help tonight. Holy Ghost, speak to our hearts. Don't let me say any more I need to say. God, give me wisdom. Give me more words than I need to say. Holy Ghost, help us here tonight. Stir the hearts of this people. God, meet us in this altar here tonight. We give you the praise in the name of Jesus. The church said amen.
Amen. I
want to preach a little here tonight on breaking the back of lack. Praise God. Breaking the back of lack. Amen. They ain't it something that the Bible would call these people foolish?
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of tag on a little bit while I was preaching here this morning. Amen. But the Bible called them, Brother Daniel, foolish virgins. Amen. You know, the Bible give us instruction to be careful. Amen. To not call anybody a fool.
God.
Amen. It's a pretty strong language. Yeah. Amen. To use the word stupid or a fool.
Uh-huh.
Pretty strong language.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's not something anybody wants to be called.
Yeah.
Amen. But Jesus here is doing the talking.
Right.
So you can get mad at him if you want to.
Yeah.
But he looked at these foolish virgins.
Yeah.
Amen. What made them foolish? What was it that they were doing that Jesus would say they were foolish? Amen. That now, I believe that these were church-going people.
Yeah.
Amen. They were all virgins.
Yeah.
I mean, they were pure. They were clean. They were holy-looking people.
Yeah.
Amen. They all went to church.
Yeah.
They were carrying a lamp. Amen. But the thing that they did not have was the oil.
Right.
And because it had no oil, they had no light.
Right.
Right.
Amen. I want you to picture that tonight. Amen. They're carrying a lamp with no oil in it. Amen. And here they are, and it's almost midnight. Amen. You know what midnight means in the scripture, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. That's the hour when it approaches Christ coming.
Yeah.
Amen. We're nearing that. Now, we're nearing that now. Are you hearing me? We're almost to the end of this.
Yeah.
We're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And to find out we have no oil, amen, would be a devastating blow. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. But these virgins had their lamps. They trimmed them. But they had no oil. And they had no light. Amen.
Right.
All of you want to be a city set on a hill, that cannot be hid. You've got to have the oil. This oil tonight represented the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Are you filled with the Spirit? I'm preaching this morning about that. Amen. How do we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost? How do we need the power of God working and being demonstrated in the church and in our lives? Amen. But it's almost midnight, and here we are, and some of us have got a lamp. We've got the look of holiness. We go to church. We sit on pews, but we have no light. And because we have no light, it's because we have no oil. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All church members. Amen. Somebody said you can't spot their life. Can't spot their life. They live in holy look like. Amen. They go to church. I can read in Revelation where they're the church. The Bible said it had a name that they live. But they were dead.
Right.
I don't want to fit in that crowd to you.
Oh, no.
Amen. I like to have what I profess. I like to possess.
Oh,
amen. Do you possess what you profess?
Oh,
glory to God. And I think that the biggest problem, amen, is the people, amen, are not willing to work after it.
Right.
You know, prayers work sometimes.
Amen.
I enjoy praying. I enjoy seeking God. But it takes a discipline, a disciple to pray. It takes a disciplined mind to study God's word. It takes a sanctified heart to receive God's word. Are you hearing me tonight? We've got to break the back of lack in our churches so that our people will be filled with the fire and the power and the oil of God, that we may be effective in the church.
Amen.
Paul want to be effective in his eyes. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach to you tonight. Amen. People don't have any testimony of deliverance. They have no song of inspiration. Amen. It becomes just words.
Come on.
Come on now. Amen. I've seen people testify. Amen. And I hardly heard what they said because they said it on the way up and on the way down. Amen. I know some people backward and have trouble speaking. I'm going to tell you something though. If it stirs inside of you enough, if you have the oil inside of you, your lamp's going to burn. It's going to shine to a lost in a dying world. Amen. Oh, yes. Really shocked me. Amen. As a man came to Brother Johnny Lewis, and he said, I'm sick and tired of hearing we're going to need a move of God. He said, I get tired of hearing that. We need a move of God. Hallelujah. Well, a lot of people don't say it. Amen. But they live it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And do you really want a move of God? Amen. How many know how grandpa got it? And how grandma got it? How did that woman that testified about here, but Tommy, had the oil run out of her hands when she prayed for the sick and they were healed? How did she get that, Sister Mary? I tell you how she did it. She got filled up in the Spirit of God. She got her vessel filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And it shined and it burned and it made a difference. The only reason you ain't got it is because you ain't sought it.
Amen.
We've got to break the back of lack. Amen. We've got to do away with that. If we expect the Holy Ghost to work in the church house, amen, we've got to have that experience.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Amen. I ain't going to hold you long tonight.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Sick of people saying we need a move of God. Oh, but I'd like to tell him tonight, we are in dire need of a move of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I hear people say this. I'm not trying to be spiritual. Amen. I said, what are you trying to be?
Right.
Carnal.
Come on.
Amen. I tell you what I'm trying to be, brother. I'm trying to be spiritual.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying. Why are you praying like you're praying? Why are you seeking God like you? Why are you fast like you do? I tell you why. I've got to have the power of God. I've got to have it all.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Don't expect me to get in, preacher. You better break the back of lack.
Come on.
Amen. That thing that kept you from prayer, you better break its back.
Yeah.
That thing that kept you out of the Word of God, you better break its back.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't afford to let that walk. You can't afford to let that live. You got to do something about that. I said you got to do something about it.
Amen.
Oh, sweet Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Amen. How many believe God has changed?
No.
God ain't changed.
No.
We have changed.
Right.
Amen. Oh, the power of God that Grandpa had and the power God Mama had. Are you listening to me here tonight? Is the same power we better have.
Amen.
Not we could have or we might have. We got to have.
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You can't get to heaven without it.
Come on.
Or may shock some of you.
Come on.
Praise God. Not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, is going in.
Come on.
Not everybody going to church.
You're
oh,
right.
Lord, that ain't popular. I know that may kind of destroy your little ego tonight. Amen. But all those people going to church aren't going.
You're right.
I want them to go. I'm hoping they go.
Amen.
Amen. But if you have not the Spirit of Christ, they went to church. They attended church, but they had no law.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. They were members in good standing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I need to move along here. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus talking in Matthew 23 said, woe unto you scribes, amen, and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Lord, have mercy. One man said, it's got so, if I just use the word holiness, amen, in my preaching, amen, if I got a bad attitude.
Come on.
Glory to God. Oh, but they couldn't handle Brother Daniel, a Jesus ministry.
Right.
When he looked at them and said, hypocrites.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, nobody don't like to be called a hypocrite, but Jason. Amen. Hallelujah. I was preaching rather at the church there at home here some time ago, and in comes a, well, amen, I shouldn't say the name. In come a couple. Amen. This old guy, big old long red beard. He comes every now and again. He's shacked up with a woman.
Come on.
Amen. That ain't right. I'll just tell you right now, that's just a side note. Amen. Ain't right.
Amen.
Amen. To shack up.
Amen.
Amen. But to come in there. And the reason, oh, well, I just don't know him. Reason, old Rodney comes back. Amen. She carries him down that little whirly church over yonder. That one over there and this one over here. Amen. But the reason Rodney comes back, he knows where it's at. He knows where the power is. He knows where the anointing is. I went back there and she living like a devil. Amen. I went back and praying for Rodney's under conviction. We had a praying point. She's sitting there beside him. She's more of a hindrance than a help. Amen. But she looked at me and said, Rodney's a lost man. Amen. Rodney's a lost man. My dad was there that night. I can't remember what happened. I took care of the church. And my dad said, let her try that on me. Praise God. He said, if I'd have been you, I'd have said yes. And you're a lost woman.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you something. You can't live like the devil and die like a saint. You better get it right. see God until you be endued with the power from on high. Up in the Holy Ghost here tonight. It's about time we break the back of life. It's about time we defeat the enemy and bring him under our feet. Are you hearing me tonight? But it'll take work. It'll take prayer. It'll take fasting. It'll take reading. It'll take dedication. If we're ever going to have the power of God.
Amen.
For you set up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourself, neither suffer them that are in to go in. This was the religious people.
Yeah.
Amen. A religious sect.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They not only never got into the church, but they hindered people that wanted to get in the church.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
The children won't go to church because all they hear is complaints against the preacher. What they didn't like about the service.
Come on, amen.
Come on now. I tell you something, you get the fear of God about you. You'll be careful what you complain about.
Right.
Amen. Right. Don't talk about the preacher. Some people, you can't make them happy no matter what you do.
Right.
Amen. Like the man with the edge, praise God. I bowled the wrong edge. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. What that woman said, you got to change the temperature in this church. He said, it is too hot or too cold for you. She said, I don't know, but you gotta fix it. Amen.
Yeah.
How you like them? Praise God. That preacher said, he said, oh, she got one right here with a sweater on, just a trembling, it's just froze up. And got one over here with a fan of fanning. Amen. And expect that man to fix it. Glory to God. And that woman told that pastor, fix that thermostat. He said, I went over to it. I turned it down. I turned it right back up right where he's at. Right where I had it to start with. He asked her a little bit, how to do it. I fixed it, done real good. I'm feeling better. I changed the thing.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Amen. That's people with no spirit in them.
Yeah.
That's people that lack. Amen. I tell you something, we got to break the back of lack in our churches. Get rid of complaining.
Yeah.
Get ready to grumble and cropping.
Come on.
Come on.
Him and the children of Israel made God mad. Grumbling and cropping.
Right.
That ain't in my sermon, but it is now. Praise the Lord. Amen. They portrayed God's work in such a way that the neighbor says, if they're going to heaven, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
You're right, brother preacher.
But the sad thing is that they're not going to heaven and the neighbor ain't.
That's right.
But the neighbor might if they fix it.
Right.
And the neighbor might get saved if they break through. I feel God here tonight.
Come on.
Then you've got to break the back of that.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Oh, the problem is, Brother Daniel, they're out of oil.
Yeah.
And their lamps have gone out. Amen. So they're no longer alive to the world.
Right.
Amen. You can identify them pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I can see them coming and cracking their lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't see any light coming.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Seems like it's pretty dark where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you want to find them, they'll give you their opinion real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if they don't like it.
You're right.
Glory to God.
You're right.
I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You better save your mind. You're going to need all you got.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. You're going to need to use that for something besides foolishness.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. They complain and they tell everybody else how it should be done, how it shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
It's the way I like to see it done. Who cares how you like to see it done? Let's see what God wants to think about it. Let's see how God sees you here tonight. That's who I'm worried about pleasing. I made some old man a mistake at devil a time or two. My brother Daniel, but I didn't stop him from preaching. I wasn't trying to please them. I wanted them happy. I wanted them to like my preaching. But if they don't, so be it. As long as God said, I stamped my approval on it. Then that's all that matters. We got to break the back of life. We got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to prayer and seeking God.
Amen. Woo.
That's good.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. One woman said to the preacher, I need to put my tongue on the altar. He said, well, he got one up here about 15 foot long. We'll get all of it on every can. We'll see how much it fit. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something. I ain't just talking to women tonight.
No.
You're right.
Some men got big long tongues.
You're right.
Come on up and help the preacher tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. Here's the next verse. Hypocrites!
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. What strong language. For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Verse 27, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites!
Amen.
Yeah. For you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men.
Right.
Amen. God knows what's beyond what we see.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
I don't know how people think they got the preacher fooled. They got the Sunday school teacher fooled. I tell you, somebody ain't got fooled. And that's God Almighty.
Amen.
You ain't fooled him one little bit.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, hallelujah. Even so, you outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't hardly hear much preaching like this in our day.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
You're right.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Never name a little, just a little holiness. They won't preach it. They won't everybody like their preaching.
Come on.
Yeah. But he said to cry aloud and spare not.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Show my people their sin.
Right.
Tell them what they're doing. I'll tell you why. We're coming to the judgment. Amen. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like preaching to somebody here tonight.
Come on.
Amen. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and shew my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins.
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Jesus used the parable to warn listeners to be spiritually prepared. Amen. It's like someone taking off on a road trip. Amen. They look down at the gas gauge and it's sitting right down there next to empty. Amen. They pass right by the gas station and they just keep on driving. I know somebody don't holler like that, Sister Miss. Just a little side note there for us, praise God. Amen. They run by the gas station, Sister Anna, and then they get down there, they're sitting beside the road, and they're calling somebody, bring them a jug of gas, and they said, did you not know you was almost out of gas? Yeah, I saw the gas hand. Was it pretty low? Yeah, I seen the light come on about 50 miles back.
Come on.
Pretty comical, isn't it? It wasn't to her sitting by the road. Right. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's some of us right in the house of God. The light came on back yonder.
Oh.
When that preacher with a preaching call of us up to my heart, I seen the light come on back yonder.
Oh.
Up the road about 50 miles.
Oh.
And you're here tonight.
Oh.
And you're running on fumes.
Oh.
And you're running on empty.
Oh.
You give up your prayer life.
Oh.
You give up your good occasion.
Oh.
I tell you, it's about midnight.
Oh.
You better get your lamp burning. You better get the power of God working back in your life.
Amen.
Oh, God help me. Oh, seen the light come on back up the road. Amen. If you don't pray and seek after God, you don't ever read God's word and feel the inside. You may look good on the outside. There's something dead and rattling on the inside. Praise God. You got a lot of skeletons in the closet.
Come on.
Come on now. Full of dead men's bones. Got some things need to be taken care of. Let's get it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's start it tonight. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'd fix that tonight. Amen. I'd get my lamp back burning.
Come on.
You might have to go to somebody and say, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You might have to go to somebody and say, I did you wrong. I've come to make you right.
Come on. Come on.
And don't dare go over and say, if.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen people try to make things right, Brother Daniel, and they say, if I did you wrong. I'll be about prone to step up and say, you need to take that little word out. You need to say, I did wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. When David got it fixed, he said, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd have never cried, my heart is fixed, if he hadn't have fixed it. Come on now, help me while I preach.
Right.
I ain't going to hold you much longer, but we've got to break the back of what's killing us out.
Oh,
yeah. Why were they foolish? Amen. It wasn't because they were overly wicked. No. It wasn't because they were mean or cruel people. It wasn't probably because they was immoral.
Right.
No. The main reason they were called foolish is they just neglected to have them.
Yeah.
Neglect. They just neglected.
Right.
Well, if it's convenient, I'll be over to church tomorrow. Go down if the family shows up.
Come on.
I won't be here, brother. And I'm sure you'll understand.